Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Elder Carl, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, blessed, bless my brother all the time.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. It's a bit chilly, but we are accepting it, getting used to it.
Yeah, no, we have to. We have to.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about a guide to a happy life, and I was like, very interesting topic. And so I thought I would actually be hearing from you about it. You know, most people wouldn't put happy life and commandments in the same sentence. You know, the Ten Commandments are often viewed as restrictive and fun killers. They kill the joy, as some would say. But so today's lesson would debunk that particular myth. And so Elder Carl Vajuri is on the line helping us to actually unpack this. Now, my elder, please take us through this lesson. A guide to happy life?
You know, when we look at the lesson, the question comes to mind. Are the Ten Commandments a guide to a happy life, or are the Ten Commandments just a set of rules that, you know, establish God's dominance on us? And are the Ten Commandments just a set of rules that, you know, God is trying to enforce upon us to control us? Now, when we look at the Ten Commandments, it shows us that these Ten Commandments, they are boundaries that enable us to have a healthy life, a healthy relationship, a healthy relationship for us to grow between us and God and with each other. And you find that in the Bible, God appeals passionately through the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah 48 verse 18, he says, "Oh, that you had heeded my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of a sea." But when we look at the world that we live in, that is not a description that I could give, that this world is a world full of peace. And when you really look at the cause of it, it is because that we have strayed from keeping God's commandments. You know, Galatians 3 verse 24 says that the law is a schoolmaster that guides us and teaches us and leads us to Christ. So we will see as we go through the lesson that God's commandments are not commandments that hinder us from joy, but if followed carefully, they are commandments that can lead us to live a life of peace and happiness and joy in abundance.
I'd like to actually but just get into that and check, how do the commandments then benefit those who keep them?
How do the commandments benefit those that keep them? You know, so society today, if left without laws, I believe that it would bring an end to humanity itself. You know, everyone, imagine if everyone was allowed to go by Satan's rules of do as you want, you know, whether it be killing or stealing or telling lies or committing adultery or whatever sort of sin, if everyone was allowed to do that without no one keeping a person accountable, humanity would not continue to exist. So keeping the Ten Commandments is beneficial to us in the sense that, you know, observing these commandments, they strengthen our relationship with God, as we've discussed yesterday. The first four commandments, they focus on our relationship with God, which emphasizes, you know, our worship, our reverence, and our rest in God. And by keeping these, we are honoring God and aligning ourselves with His will. And the last commandments, we say that they focus on relationships with each other. And that promotes, you know, the values like, you know, honoring parents, nonviolence, fidelity, honesty, contentment. And these principles, they help us to lead like an ethical life and build strong, trustworthy relationships with our families and our communities and actually the world itself. So the benefits of say, for example, observing the Sabbath. It's significant because we are living in a world that is full of hustle and bustle. People are out there busy every single day, stressed out. And when we keep it the Sabbath, it reduces our stress levels. It improves our mental health and our overall well-being. You know, there's a study that was taken that says that Adventists live at least 11 years longer than most people. Why? Because we take a rest on Sabbath from the hustle and bustle of this world. So following the commandments, they foster a sense of community and unity amongst each other because we share the same values and the practices of love for each other. And as we continue to live according to these commandments, it also, our lifestyle, according to these biblical principles, attract others to our faith. So there's many benefits to keeping God's commandments. Is that it will be less stressful.
Mm-hmm.
We will live in a world and a community where you don't have to look behind your back to see who's going to steal or lie to you. You don't have to worry if your partner is going to cheat on you. You don't have to worry if your children are not going to disrespect you. You can live with peace of mind, knowing that you serve a God that loves and cares for you, and that one day is going to come and take us home.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, what was the significance of Jesus' obedience to the commandments when he lived on earth as a man?
Jesus keeping the Ten Commandments during his time on earth, it holds a deep significance. Why? Because he was seen as the perfect model of obedience to God's law. You know, when we look at the law of God, all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. And by living a sinless life and keeping the Ten Commandments, Jesus demonstrated for us how believers should live. And his life as a guide and inspiration for us that are striving to follow God's law, not through our own power, but through the Holy Spirit, it gives us the narrow and straight path that we need to follow. And Jesus' observance of the Ten Commandments affirmed that the commandments are not absolute, but are actually like foundational to our Christian living. And his examples show us that the law is something that you cannot separate from the Christian life, because Jesus said, if you love me, you must keep my commandments, the commandments of love. And as Jesus was on this earth, as he was obedient to his Father, as he kept the commandments, he showed us the character of God, because the Bible tells us that God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we discussed that the commandments reveal God's nature. They reveal his love, his holiness, his righteousness. So by keeping these Ten Commandments, Jesus's life provided like a tangible, you know, demonstration of these attributes, making them more accessible to us and understandable to humanity. Because the devil had painted God as a faraway being that's just with a lightning bolt looking to for you to make a mistake and to punish you. But that's not what Jesus showed us. So his sinless life, his sacrificial death, it made it possible for us to believe that we can receive forgiveness and we can receive righteousness, and also that we can obey the law through his Holy Spirit. So in summary, what can I say? I can say that, you know, keeping the Ten Commandments is central to Bible doctrine. Why? Because it reinforces the validity of the law and Jesus provides a perfect example of what righteous living looks like and how we should keep the law also to in the fulfillment of the plan of salvation.
Yeah, that's actually very true. Now, you know, we're looking at the Ten Commandments and they come, man, in their number, and some are really between us, you know, male human beings. And of course, we see others are relating to God. Perhaps there is a way we can, because I mean, we are not going to ever reach perfection. We can only try. Can we therefore, you know, in light of that, be able to actually negotiate, you know, the Ten Commandments?
I don't believe that the Ten Commandments are negotiable, because, you know, when you look at the commandments, like I said, the commandments are a summary of God's character, which is love. John 4 verse 16 says, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And
yeah,
when we say that God is love and that his law is based on love, we mean that all the relationships between intelligent beings, including our relationship with him and his relationship with us, should be based on love, based on those Ten Commandments. So how do you like cut out? What do you cut out of the Ten? Because all of them are a summary of love for God and love for each other. So the Ten Commandments are viewed as God's central moral law. And it's applicable to all people at all times. And they're non-negotiable. Let me see, how can I put it? They are given directly by God. They were written by his finger on the stones of the tablets, and meaning that they have a divine origin. And the fact that they are written in stone, it shows us that they are permanent. It shows their permanence and their authority. And the foundation of that moral, ethical living of the commandment is seen in the law. And without the law, basically, we will be lost. Like I said, humanity will cease to exist. So the Ten Commandments, they are essential for us to thrive and live as a community. Without law, there is chaos. So there's, for us to remove one or two of that, you'll find that it will not work, because God is eternal and God does not change. Therefore, his law cannot change, because his law is a reflection of who he is. And we were created to reflect his glory. So that cannot change forever.
Yeah. Now, if we cannot negotiate it, I do know that, and I'm hearing you saying that they forever, but isn't there a point where we see that the commandments were laid, rather nailed to the cross, and now we are just under grace? We hear people say that. Looks like they've got an expiry date, at least.
The Ten Commandments, you know, there's the sacrificial law, and then there's the moral law. And the Ten Commandments are part of the moral law, which is a like what we said, a description of God's character. And it's our relationship between ourselves and God, and our relationship between ourselves and our neighbor. The law that was nailed to the cross was the sacrificial ceremonies that were pointing to Christ and the sacrifice that he would make for us. So the Ten Commandments don't have an expiry date, because it's an eternal, unchangeable moral law given by God, and they reflect God's eternal character, and they reflect God's moral standards. So since God's character doesn't change, his moral law, as expressed in the Ten Commandments, is unchanging and it's eternal. So the Bible, when it shows the Ten Commandments, it shows them as enduring. Even in the New Testament, Jesus, he affirmed this, the importance of keeping the commandments. And like we said, he summarizes them in Matthew 5, verse 17 to 19. And I remember we spoke about this yesterday. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Even the Apostle Paul underscored that we need to continue keeping the law. He says that the law is holy and the commandments are holy, just, and good. So the Ten Commandments are part of a covenant between God and his people. And this covenant relationship is ongoing. It doesn't have an expiry date. It's part of the agreement between us and God. So we on our side, God says he will save us, he will redeem us. And we say that, yes, Lord, we will keep your law and we will keep this law as a guide for living in harmony with you as God and with your people. And this law will be a perpetual sign that you are our God and we are your people, basically. So if I have to summarize that question, I would say that the Ten Commandments are eternal, reflecting God's unchanging moral standards, and they are relevant for all people throughout history and into the future, irrelevant of your culture and your background. They are for mankind to guide us on how we should live with each other and how we should live in relation, in our relationship to God.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always, always, always a pleasure chatting to you here at AWR. Blessed afternoon to you, Father.
A blessed afternoon to you and to our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.